USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's lawyers saying the American people would revolt if President Trump was impeached. Rudy Giuliani saying in an interview that Trump would only be impeached for political reasons.
He didn't collude with the Russians. He didn't obstruct justice. Everything Cohen says has been disproved. You'd only impeach him for political reasons, and the American people would revolt against that.
Giuliani making his remarks in an interview to Sky News. Heavy rains from Hurricane Lane now causing massive flooding in Hawaii. Parts of the Big Island have reported over 2 feet of rain already, and people living along the coast are being warned of storm surge, above normal tide levels, and surf as high as 20 feet. Northern California's monstrous wildfires creating air problems for folks around the San Francisco Bay. People told to avoid outdoor activities. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Republican Senator Ben Sasse wants more information on the immigration status of the accused killer of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. He's written to ICE asking for some information after local law enforcement says the suspect's in the U.S. illegally, but the suspect's attorney disputes it. President Trump displeased with his Attorney General Jeff Sessions, tweeting this morning that Sessions should be looking into what the president calls all of the corruption on the other side, apparently referring to Democrats. And it follows an interview in which he was also critical of the Attorney General.
During a wide-ranging interview on Fox and Friends, he tells co-host Ainsley Earhart, Sessions has not taken control of the Justice Department.
But I really feel, as long as this is going out, I don't have to do this, but I will stay uninvolved, and maybe that's the best thing to do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Find us online at usaradio.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heading back to North Korea for more talks on the denuclearization of the peninsula. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
This will be Mr. Pompeo's 4th trip to Pyongyang, but it's doubtful the talks will directly include North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says there has been progress.
We have made significant movements over the past 6 months. In fact, we've had more conversations and consultations with the North Koreans in 6 months than we have in virtually the past 10 years.
Stephen Biegun, newly appointed special representative to North Korea, will accompany Mr. Pompeo on the trip. I'm John Clemens.
Lyft says it wants to help Americans vote this November, so the ride-hailing service is going to offer free and reduced fare rides to polling places on Election Day, giving out 50% off promotional codes through organizations that encourage people to vote. Lyft is linking up with Vote.org, Nonprofit Vote, Turbo Vote, and others to distribute the codes to anyone who needs them. And the guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd, who wrote the famous opening riff in Sweet Home Alabama, has died. Ed King was 68. He played both electric and bass guitar for Skynyrd and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006, his family announcing his death after a battle with cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.